Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, January 31st, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 figures in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health reports that 4 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 45 tested positive for the coronavirus. More than 5,300 Zimbabweans have succumbed to the COVID-19 so far in the country.
In its daily report, the ministry also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and more than 3.3 million their second dose.
And we also have an exclusive interview with Nelson Chamisa, the leader of the newly formed Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC.
And on the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections, we are talking to some of the candidates and independent political commentators. And at the same time, we know that the embattled Zimbabwe Football Association board is actually suspended a host of football personalities as the battle for the control of local football takes a new twist. Some of those that have been suspended include Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Ndebele and Highlanders and Dynamo's chairman. Yes, Rwanda, Ngalijani lapho khona. Namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngama by-elections. Ukhetho lokuqalekile kakhulu oluza kwenziwa ngombimbito lonyaka mhla ka 26. So singangena kulogo sike sikhangele ke okwenzakala elizweni. Kulombiko lapho ethulwe yilokuhlangothi lezimpila kahle. Ukuthi kulabantu abane ababulewe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 izolo, kodwa bayi 45 batheste positive kumkhuhlane lo. Elizimbabwe ke selibone abantu abafika 5,300 asebebulewe i-COVID-19. So siyabona njalo ke uhlangothi lolu luthi abantu abafika 4.3 million sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yokuqala, kuthi ke abayi 3.3 million bahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. Sile ngoqo njalo ke lo mnumzana Nelson Chamisa, olebandla elitsha Citizens Coalition for Change. So ke bekhuluma lo Blessing Zulu we-Studio 7. Xa sisikhangela ke ezokhetho, sikhuluma nabanye abangene ukhetho lolu ukuthi sizwe ukuthi bakhuluma ngani. Kulangalela kuzifa kulokugedla kwamazinyo, sizokuthiwa ke iZifa Board isimise kancane imisebenzi yabantu abanjengoKenneth Ndebele waku-Premier Soccer League, kanye lalabo abakhokhela i-Islanders ye-Dynamos. Kuningi abakuthiswayo, so ke sizathi sizwe ukuthi kuthwani ngakho. Kodwa ke okwamanje sike sizwe uMavelas ekhuluma nje ngakhona okwenzakalayo. Mavelas, qhubeka.
Ayi wathi nokuthinga midzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che-Live Talk nemusi wemuvhuro January 31st unova iwo musi wokupedzisira wemwedzi uno wanzira. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika mune zvematongerwo enyika apo tinoona kuti nyika ichange yakatarisana nemabi-elections mwedzi unouya. Tichange zvakare tiine hurukuro nemutungamiri webato idzva remunyika vaNelson Chamisa, avo vebato reCCC yakaitwa iye nemumwe wedu Blessing Zulu weStudio 7. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munhabvu umo tinoona kuti kune kugedageda kwemeno kuzifa iyo yawanikwa iyo ichidzinga vamwe vanosanganisira mutungamiri wePSL vaKennedy Ndebele nevamwe. Tombodzokera tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yeCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinoti iro pane vanhu vana vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro, uyezve pakaita vanhu 45 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda iri. Nyika pari zvino ine vanhu 5,600 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri kubva ratanga. Tombotarisa isu panyaya yekubayiwa nhomba dzeCOVID-19. Nyika inotaura iyo nebazi rezveutano kuti pane vanhu 4.3 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19. Uyezve nyika inofanira kubaya vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe ipo paine inonzi iyo herd immunity, asi nyika isati yasvika ipapo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tichitaura zvakare nevamwe vachange vari kukwikwidza mumaby-elections vanobva kumapato akasiyana-siyana kuti zvii zvavachange vari kuitira vanhu vemumatunhu avari kukwikwidza vakamirira.
Yes, let's start with the exclusive interview that was done by Blessing Zulu. He spoke to Nelson Chamisa yesterday. Here's the interview.
We have always said, as we were requested by the people, we are building the new. You know, when I went around the country, people told me that they were tired of a tired man. They felt that MDC was too much associated with toxicity and negativity, and a lot of infiltration and infighting, sponsored by ZANU-PF, sponsored by Mr. Mnangagwa. So we needed to move forward, open new doors, champion transformation on behalf of the people of Zimbabwe, because we were never chosen by people. We were never constituted as a soldier, fight over them. We chose to move away from them. We chose to make a clean break with the past that is associated with a lot of shadow boxing and side tricking. We have a call, we have a fight before us, we have a duty, we have an obligation and a mission to accomplish. And that is to transform our best country and build a new best country. So yes, the people are very clear. They know their champions. They have always said they know who fights for them, who represents them. They know who respects their dignity, their human rights, even their proper rights. They know, because our track record, you know, is very clear. That is why we have said, look, we are not going to be wasting time over them. Let's have a new dawn. Let the sign start shining once more in Zimbabwe. At the party level, we are a gold standard, and that is what we want. Let's send a reminder to the world that Zimbabwe is about to begin to shine. And it's an AM moment. Good morning, and welcome to that question.
So what is going to differentiate your party from the MDC?
Well, our difference is not even about that party you're referring to, is our party. We have already, we just remember and take note of our history, but we are not governed by it. What governs us is the competition that is on the market, that is ZANU-PF. So ZANU-PF are the ones who are in government, and what we want is to be in government, because we are the alternative government. But more to that, we were elected by the people in 2018. But because of our broken systems that are compromised, we still have Mr. Mnangagwa in office, when in fact, the people gave us a clear mandate. So what we want to do is to make sure that we re-galvanize, revitalize all the Zimbabweans, making sure that under our citizens, we also can citizen politics, we bring the citizens back to the center, so that the citizen and not the politician is the most powerful. My brother, happily, having accomplished my mission as a revolutionary, as a transformer, when the politician is the least powerful animal in our politics, and when the citizen is the most powerful agent in the transaction for our politics, that is our objective. Want to usher in a new breakthrough. Our mission is to transform this breakdown. And it begins with our policy, our governance house, even our governance structure. That is what we must focus on. As I have already said before, Mr. Zulu, we want to transform our values, our manners, our habits, our norms. The political culture, the governance culture in this country must change. And once we change that, it will transform lives, it will transform the economy and create opportunities, because it is the accountability and the responsibility sector that we need to deal with. That is the difference, and that is our difference with land.
Are we likely to see any blueprints of what you are talking about in terms of the new thrust for your new party?
Of course, definitely. There are things that we are doing, Mr. Zulu. Number one, we are building a new policy vision, a document, a blueprint, a new great Zimbabwe document that is going to spell out how things are going to be done in that new Zimbabwe, how police are going to be held, how our ministry is going to be honored and respected, the duties of the state institutions, citizens and the state organs, citizens and those in government or in public office. It is going to spell out the governance culture, the structure, going to spell out the infrastructure of government far removed from the current confusion that we are seeing. We are going to give a lean and mean government, small government that is able to deliver and perform for Zimbabwe, an economy that functions and that answers the questions of families, the questions of citizens, the questions of individuals, young people, old people, engineers, actually what we're going to do, even workers, professionals, our nurses, our teachers, our war veterans even. We want to have proper centers for them. Doctors, it's ridiculous that kind of salary that they are getting when you spend 5 years at school. You are in charge of human health and human life, and you are given peanuts. That's why at times we get and we end up getting monkey services, because you are actually paying peanuts to doctors. You turn them into monkeys. That's ridiculous. We want to deal with these issues around the economy. Restore the dignity of citizens. We want to restore the integrity, responsibility, and authority, the voice of the citizens back to the center. That's our philosophy. We have to do this in sharing it. We have to build it, a solid A team that is going to deliver for the people of Zimbabwe. That is the agenda before us. And we're starting, we are starting afresh, everything new.
So there you are, marvelous. That's Nelson Chamisa. That's the first section of the interview that he did with Blessing Zulu of Studio 7. So konapo ke uyakhuluma into eziningi marvelous. Now sizwa konapo ekhuluma ngokuthi ke kathesi sebesuke ku-MDC lapho babalekela ukuthi ungani kulokuphambana ukuthize ku-MDC khona ngale. So ubize ethi lokho yi-New Dawn njalo luhlelo lwabantu. Uthi abantu bayakwazi ukuthi kumele bemele umbani. So uphinde wakhuluma ngolokuthi-ke kumele kuvuselelwe into eziningi kwenzela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bazibuse. So uthi-ke abantu yibo asebezibambe esidukeni kubandla leli, ngoba abantu yibo abalamandla ukuthi bevotele omunye umuntu kumbe bengamvoteli. Njalo lokuthi kuguqulwe indlela uhulumende abuswa ngayo. So ukuthi khona sebelungisa ingwalo ezijulileyo sibili ezokuthi kuyenziwani kusiya phambili. Uphinde njalo wakhuluma ngokuthi ezomnotho kumele zime njani. So kunjalo ke mavulasi.
Ayi wapho thanda tshukunzwa vaNelson Chamisa vanga vari kutaura naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7 vachitaura ivo waro webato ravo kuti zvii zvavachange vari kuvimbisa kuti vachaita pasi pesangano ravo kana kuti bato ravo idzva ravakabva ivo kuwanikwa vachiparura svondo rapfuura iro rino.
Yeah, so let's proceed to the second part of the interview, and then we'll bring in our guests to, you know, chip in.
I can tell you that we can't have new slogans, we can't have new values, new culture, new colors, new everything, new people, and not be able to renew ourselves and make sure that we are also new in the direction and trust of death. All the habits must die. Those who are not fit for purpose must also retire. Those who are willing to say, now say, we want a completely new start, a new culture. That legacy is what we are building, and that's the legacy I want. We are willing, and we are going to create a generation. We want to deliver a new great result. And it shall be delivered. That is our focus, that is our agenda, that is our side, that is our mission.
There are these by-elections coming up in March. How confident are you that you will be able to win those elections? Since you have essentially launched a new party just a few months before the crucial election.
My brother, this is a citizen project. Citizens are the drivers of political change. Citizens are the owners, and they are the sole proprietors of any struggle. Because we have citizens at the center, it's not going to be difficult, because they are the ones who are going to define their leaders. They are going back to the and I know that they are going to take their representatives back to parliament. And I know that they are going to take this country back onto the path of prosperity, transformation, and opportunities for all. That is the type, and that is the focus, that is the position we have. I've no doubt in my mind that the people of Zimbabwe know what's good and what's best for their country. Let's look at how people have embraced the idea of the coalition is really a short space of time, a consensus, a new national consensus, beyond race, beyond sex or gender, beyond even age, beyond region, you know, every, even beyond class, not about the learning or those who have not know, going to school. It's for everyone, rural and urban divide, not even. It's only in the rural area. Making the vibes everywhere, you know, around our farms, in communities, in the villages. It is the People's Leader. People's Leader is a new party. It is a coalition for change. Your party, your yellow color, your symbol of the index finger, pointing to God, but also making a conviction that we are number one, that we are the best, that we are the best for the country. And that time is up. It is 12 noon. Time is gone. We need to do a new thing. A new thing must be done. A new day.
Ye uyakhuluma lapho ke uJamisa uthi sokusukile sokufikile usuku olutsha ukuthi kulungiswe wonke kumele kulungiswe kweZimbabwe njalo uyajabula amavela sokuthi abantu ibamsekela uthi phela libandla likaZulu libandla lami lawe libandla likaZibanibani labantu bonke ke kweZimbabwe so kodwa ke akukhongosela kakhulu ukuthi noma ke sokusanda kubumba ibandla leli sebabona ukuba banqoba kumabhaya elections abuyayo so ukhuluma ngakho sibili kakhulu so uthi ngoba leli libandla likaZulu so kunjalo kwemavulasi
apho tiri kunzwa vachamisa vachitaura ivo kuti vari kufadzwa nekutambirwa kuri kuitwa bato ravo idzva iri vari kuti hanzi ibato remunhu wese harina kuti unobva kupi harina kuti une mari here harina kuti wakadzidza here harina kuti uri mudiki kana kuti wakura here vari kuti ivo riri kutambirwa kwese kumaruva mumadhorobha nekuti ibato revanhu saka vari kuti vari kufadzwa nezvavari kuona zvichiitika uyezve vachange vari kushanda neavo vanoda kushanda navo vakati pane vamwe kana paine vamwe vaneta nekushanda mubato ravo aiwa ivo vari kuda kushanda neavo vanoda kushanda kuti Zimbabwe iwane pundutso.
Yes, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. He belongs to an organization called the Freedom Alliance. He is a very independent mind. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, give us an analysis of Mr. Chamisa's interview. What do you think about it?
Thank you for the opportunity. We are an organization that is not an opposition to the opposition. But what we would do is to share with our friends if there is advice that we can give them. He talks of powerful citizens. Unfortunately, he doesn't give us the measure or the barometer of the powerfulness of the citizens. We as the Freedom Alliance would think of a powerful citizens allowing people from the grassroots to make decisions. We will be expecting that there are councillors that have got a say in their organizations. We would expect people that are MPs, that are answerable to their people. We would expect the leadership that is answerable to everyone and even to people that are non-members of their organizations. We would look at a powerful citizen being the one who is allowed to make decisions and be respected in their local community, whether they are of another tribal orientation or racial orientation or gender. We would also be looking at an organization that recognizes gender, that is having evidence of the gender balance in its structures, in what it is doing. That would actually show that something is really being done. Then on documents that are there, I think we have had so many documents that people have been told about, but there has been no results that have come out of those documents. So it would be useful to have documents that actually have something in it. We also look forward to internal democratic processes where people's freedoms and democracy are not muzzled, where people can talk about issues. We are seeing some organizations that cannot talk about the problems that happen in Matabeleland, the tribalism that will be there, they cannot talk about it. You will have teachers that cannot speak the local language. Organizations will not speak about that, or people who belong to certain organizations. So we would expect that if those are powerful citizens, they should be able to speak out to say we are not happy about this, rather than them to talk in Haiti. They must be saying things as they are. So I think his statement is a statement that we would expect to be having action that goes with it, with the cancellation of the history that could have been seen before. Thank you.
Yeah, so okay, so to fire and send to Konokosis Uti Nakova.
Yeah, siyabonga. As we show Uti Nagukudunya Nabantu Abalamanda, Arabe Vesema Banjen. Thina Freedom Alliance asisilo bandla liphikisa amanye amabandla aphikisayo, kodwa singancedisa ngezisombululo ngoba silazo izisombululo. Sicela ukuthi abakhokheli baveze isipimo sokuthi amandla asebantwini yiwaphi njalo aya njani kulabo bantu. Sibona abantu besesaba ukukhuluma abakusolayo, umuntu oyabe ngukansila akalawo amandla awokuthi asole, oyikhandidate ka-MP akalawo amandla ukuthi asole even ubukhokheli. Bese sibona futhi kusiba lokuthi abantu abavela kumhlubulo ikakhulu yakithi abakhululekanga ukukhuluma izinto abazisolayo. Ziningi izinto abazisolayo ezikhundleni zakubo, kumele bamelwe ngabanye abantu. Nxa kumbe kukhethwa abazamela ilokuzeni kwenzakala okuthiwa ngama-double candidates, and kujayele ukuthi kwenzakale kwelakithi, okutshengisa ukuthi amandla lawo okuthiwa kumele babe nawo ngabalawo. So-ke thina sikhangelela ukuthi amabandla ahloniphe abantu lapho abavela khona, kuhlonitshe omama ukulinganiswa kwabomama, njalo kube lobufakazi ukuthi nxa sisithi silinganise omama sesile minyaka, sibalinganise okunganani okwalesi sikhathi. I-local representation yethu ukuthi abantu bamele indawo zabo, ubufakazi obukhona bunganani? Buswelekile ubufakazi bona lobo ukuze amabandla aphikisayo, njengoba thina sifuna ukwenza into eqondileyo okwedlula okwezana, kumele senze izinto ezile zipimo ezipimekayo zibonakale ukuthi hhayi nangempela lokhu yikho okwenzakalayo, hhayi ukuthi izinto sizikhulume. Ingwalo ezikhulunywayo sezibhalwe kakhulu, izingwalo zinqwabanqwaba zigcwele iziphala, kodwa kazikhuphi lutho. Sicela ukuthi kube lezenzo, hhayi izingwalo ezibhaliwe. Siyabonga.
Siyabuza kakhulu-ke. Marvelous in our analysis of the speech, what Mr. Ngcobe is saying is, you know, there's a lot that has been written about, you know, some economic plans and all these kind of things. So he says, enough of that. Let's have action, you know, from politicians. So he was talking about what Chamisa is proposing there. So saying that, you know, they are going to draft a big document which will, you know, map the way forward for Zimbabwe. So basically, that's what he's saying.
Aiwapo tukunzwa mungo weza nyarikani vedu vanjube wa mtoro ivo pungwa zavo panesha taurwa ene mtunga miru we CCC va Nelson Chamisa va staura o kuti varku wana kuti ishirupitika ishi yuva da hunga tuona uti shafa ambasi munguwa inotevera.
So I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Norris Marara. Let me see whether we can see him. I think he is there. Mr. Marara, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, listeners and viewers from Harare.
So you can introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Makadi enyu vamarara ndiva Norris Marara vebatori MBC Alliance. Asienda imbere enyu nichitaura kuti ndimeani uyezve kuti makamirira batori ripi neconstituency yamakamirira.
Tinotenda vatete Marvelous. Ndinonzi Norris Marara, ndiri kumirira MDC Alliance muHarare Central in the 26 March by elections. Thank you so much.
Zvii zvamakavimbisa kana kuti zvamuri kuti muchaunza, tinoona kuti muri vatsva kuti munge muri kupinda pachinzvimbo ichi.
tine zvakawanda zvatiri kugadzirira vagari vemuHarare Central. Musha weHarare Central une waita rombo rakanaka kuti inini I'm a business person for starters. I've successfully managed to run my business and spread it into the region. I'm found in Zimbabwe and I'm also found in Botswana and South Africa. So I'm bringing that wealth of experience to run our politics because most of the things affecting vabereki mu nharaunda matigere kunyanya musha weHarare Central inyaya yevanhu vanenge vane kwandingati kusanyatsoziva matambudziko anodiwa nevanhu munharaunda matambudziko ezvinetswa zvavo. So with my experience yeku business, I'm going to be getting into the community, ndichitaura nevabereki, tichinzwa zvichemo zvavo, tozvifambira tiri pamwe chete. Nokuti vanga varipo, ndisingade kutaura zvakawanda pamusoro pevanga varipo, nokuti takadzidziswa kuti kana uchifamba fambira taura nezvako zvauda kuita, usataure zviri kutadzwa nevamwe, taura nezvako. Asi chandingangoda kutaura ndechekuti vagari vemusha weHarare Central vaita rombo rakanaka kuti kwauya a candidate achange achifamba navo achiteerera zvichemo zvavo, nokuti pandaa ndichifamba mumusha zvichemo zvizhinji ndezvekunzi MP hativazive. Vanga varipo for the past 20 years havadzoke kumusha kana vavhoterwa. So inini ndoda kuvimbisa vabereki kuti ndichange ndichigara nemi ndichifamba nemi zvamunenge mandituma ndichidzoka ndichita mafeedback meetings, matambudziko ede mumusha tomafambira pamwe chete, tomagadzirisa pamwe chete.
Now, do you have specific issues that you are actually talking about, where, you know, which you are promising that you are going to do if you're elected?
Exactly. There's the issue of security in the constituency. There are a lot of muggings taking place, a lot of theft break-ins in the homes. So the residents of Harare Central, those that I've managed to speak to, the opinion leaders, if you may call them, they've raised these concerns, like the security issue in the community. They say that they would want a member of parliament who would engage the authorities, because their efforts to do it themselves have been hitting brick walls. And the one who was there was nowhere to be seen. So they said, if you are going to be different, if you are going to be listening to us and getting to the relevant offices to push our issues, security in particular, they said there's a lot of insecurity in the communities. The people are getting mugged. There's a lot of theft. So security is one of the very key issues on top of their list. Then there's the hygiene and sanitation and collected garbage, which is more for the councillors. But I think based on what is on the ground, I would need to take it upon myself to ensure that you go to the relevant offices to push them to act on the refuse collection, for example, and cut grass, the bed roads, the dirty water that's there. Those are some of the things that I would need to attend to when elected on March
26.
Pane zvamuri kuona pari zvino, tinoona kuti mataura imi kuti manga muri kushanya munzvimbo yamuri kukwikwidza. Izvi zviri kunzi nevanhu zviri kunyanya varwadza. Tinoona kuti ukafamba muHarare zvizhinji zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichishusha vagari. Ivo vemuHarare Central vari kushushwa nei?
Zviri kunyanya vatambudza inyaya yekubirwa, kurohwa nembavha, kupwanyirwa mudzimba dzavo. Hakuna security, hakuna rugare. Vanhu vari kupwanyirwa mudzimba vachibirwa, vachirohwa. Vanenge vabva kumabasa nguva dzati pfuurei vaiva, nekunetsa kunoita transport, vari kusangana nembavha vachibvutirwa zvinhu zvavo, mavaluables avo. So vanga vane zvichemo zvekuti dai tagona kuwana mumiririri anofambira nyaya dzekutaura nemapurisa, for example, tawana mapolice post munharaunda dzatigere, towanawo security, vanhu vanokwanisa kufamba vakasununguka. Migwagwa yakaparara mumusha, mune makomba ega ega, musisina migwagwa. mvura haifambe zvakanaka, hakuna mvura yakachena inowanikwa nevabereki. Zvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka, vanhu vazhinji vaakuzvishandira, mukatarira vanhu vazhinji munyika vaakuzvishandira, and Harare Central is not an exception. Ine vanhu vaakuzvibatira nemaoko, havana pekushandira. Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvekuti vanenge vachitarisira kuti mutumwa wavo anenge ari member of parliament nakansela wacho, zvinhu zvavanovatuma, vanodzoka kuvanhu vonzwa zvichemo zvevanhu mumusha, vochienda kwavanofunga kuti zvinokwanisa kunogadziriswa, kwakaita sekumapurisa for example, kwakaita kuna nazesa for example, nyaya yemagetsi kucancel for example, nyaya yemvura nemaroads anoda kugadzirwa. Saka zvichemo ndezvekuti vanga vachivamiririra kana vangovhoterwa havadzoke. Saka vari kuti tinoda munhu anofamba nesu, anogara nesu, anodzoka achiita mafeedback meetings. Toziziva kuti zvinhu zvakaoma, ende harisi basa raMP kunyanya kufambira nyaya dzakaita seidzodzo, but nekuti nyika yedu yanyanyoparara, zvinhu zvakaondongeka munyika. Vanotarisira kuti vanenge vachiti ndo vanotimiririra vavabatsire mukufambira nyaya idzodzodzo zvigadzirisike.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are coming back to you very shortly. We've got Tandazani Moyo, he's one of the guys that is actually leading a party. I think he's the secretary general of a party. Moyo, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. Good evening. Good evening, my friend. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much. We think your network is a little bit hazy. So can you log out and come back? Just log out and come back so that we can have a clearer kind of thing. So let's go to Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. So what's your analysis of what Mr. Marara is saying here? His promises and all those.
Thank you. I'm glad to see the young man. Unfortunately, he's cut off. To the prospective MP, good evening, Seti.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, I hear you saying that you don't want to talk about others, yes. But you are saying there are others that disappeared. You see, I just like the iron of it. what I think, from what you are saying, you are mentioning problems that you want to solve. But I'm not seeing the difference between the duty for an MP that you are going to do and the duty for a councillor. You seem to be somebody who will be dealing with the security issues like a police officer, if I'm getting you. And then you are also having council candidates. It's not clear what they are going to be doing. I think I would need to hear how you are going to solve the problems that you are talking about. You are not talking about people coming to you talking about their problems. We need solutions to problems that we are having in communities. I suppose the people that you want to represent are people like me in my constituency, where I would expect that we are having a lawmaker that is not going to be distributing maize to villagers. Then we also have councillors that are actually going to be doing developmental work. We as the Freedom Alliance are actually... our idea is to ensure that our communities are empowered. They are united. That's the first thing. Our communities are united. Organizations are united. So that whatever we want to do is going to have, we are going to get the results that we require. If you are going to do... now that you are now the MDC Alliance, if I'm getting you properly, and it would sound like you are somebody who has not been there, who is new, a business person, I would require that you actually get specific what you are going to do and what the councillor is going to do there. Because we are no longer looking at promising people. You know, our people are so, I mean, we can't call them gullible, but they are in that kind of a situation where they are vulnerable. That's the word I wanted to use. To say they are vulnerable, anyone who comes in there will just promise them anything. That is not going to actually be delivered. So we need to be solutions based, yes.
Before he responds, can you put that in the very, just summarize what you're saying?
Yes, ngithi umbono wami kuloko okuthiwa ngubaba ukuthi ukhuluma ngezinto nje izikhalazo ezincane ukuthi ungathi kumbe kulokudlwa ngudlwa ngokuganga nje okwenziwa ngabantu ubugebengu akucaci kahle ukuthi yena njengo-MP uzakwenzani lokuthi ukansila wabo uyabe ezakwenzani. Ngokwazi kwethu umuntu ongu-MP ngumuntu oyisichayamthetho lokho kuthiwa khona yilawmaker. Ngicabanga ukuthi bekungasiza ukuthi khona asichazele kakhulu ngokwenza umthetho ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bakithi bakuzwisise ukuthi umuntu nxa esiba ngu-MP kuyini akusebenza, ukhansila kuyini azakusebenza. Ngoba sibona isikhathi esiningi uthola u-MP ikakhulu izandla into ekwenzayo. U-MP nguye oseholela abantu ukudla okumele bakuholelwe amagogogo okumele bakuholelwe ngokansila. So-ke sithi-ke abantu sebediniwe ukube bethenjiswa izinto okungabonakali ukuthi ziyakwenziwa njani. Ngoba kumelanga semukele izikhalazo kuphela, kumele kube lezisombululo eziba khona ukuze kulungiswe izinto-ke ezihlupha abantu. Angikuzwa-ke khonokho kuvela kusikhulumi ebesikhulumi. Siyabonga.
Yes, I was a colleague. So maybe you can respond now, Marvelous.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I need to make something clear here. Mm-hmm. The things that I mentioned, like the security issue in the community, in the constituency, and the other things, they are basically more related to the work of the councillor. As a member of parliament, the role is the policy formulation. Seeking developmental partners who can come and develop the area. But I'm not literally like promising giving people a clean water myself, or to say I'm going to bring maize so that people can have food. I'm not promising anything which has been traditional during elections time. That is not my promise. What I was talking about was the immediate needs of the community that the people are talking about. They would at least expect their local representative to assist them in facilitating, if I may, we use the word, in resolving the security issues in the community. These are immediate needs for the community. But the my role as a member of parliament is more of policy formulation, looking for and engaging developmental partners who can come and help with issues that affect the constituency. So I need to clarify that with my brother there, so that I don't appear like I'm the typical politician who always appear during election time with the freebies, with beer, with food, and all sorts of promises. My promise to the community is that we must work together in resolving the issues that affect the constituents. But I have something that is maybe fundamental that I need to say. The Zimbabwean political and social economic problems can only be resolved through a free, fair, and credible elections. Because our elections in Zimbabwe have always been contested. The outcomes have always been contested. And as a party from the MDC Alliance, our view is that we can only achieve those free, fair, and credible elections through dialogue. So dialogue is our key underlying word. We need dialogue in the country so that all political players, all political and the other stakeholders, the civic society, the church, and all political actors can come on a table, discuss the issues in Zimbabwe, maybe come up with a governance structure that will deal with issues of contested elections. Then when we don't have contested elections, we can then have free, fair, and credible elections. Beyond that, this is where we can expect to fix the Zimbabwean problems, because I can foresee us getting into 2023, which is going to be contested, and the cycle continues. So I'm going to be advocating for dialogue, which I expect can lead to reforms later on. And then we can have uncontested elections. So I'm not promising anything physical in this election to say I'm gonna come and give you beer so that you vote for me. I'm going to fix your road so that you vote for me. But those are some of the immediate needs that I think the elected member of parliament should put an ear to and attend to together with the local councillors, because the councillors are the ones who are more on the ground. Those are the ones who must deal with the water issue, the electricity issue, the roads. That is the role of the councillor. But I cannot run away from those things and say just because I'm a member of parliament, it's not my duty. So I'm saying if elected, I will be assisting the councillor to deal with the immediate needs of the communities, and there are so many of them. But the Zimbabwean political and economic can only be resolved through dialogue, and post dialogue we can only have those things that we desire.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Marvelous, and then we go to Edwin Lovu. Go ahead, Marvelous. It's your floor.
Regeti funzi na wamarara mataura uyeshema funzwa imenya yaka nakachaisho. Muruku tambirwa sei munaraunda ya muruku yenda mchino kampena na kutuona nevangube bataura iwo kuti iwo se batu rakazvimirira varuka kuona vanhu vachishanda vari pamwe zvakanaka pasina kutatsurana kwatanga tiri kuona kuri kuitika munyika pari zvino pakati pemakati zvakamira sei pamuri kuenda kunoita makampeni
tiri kutambirwa zvakanaka mumusha hatisati taona kana kunzwa nyaya dzemhirizhonga kusara kwekuti tiri kuona vemamwe mapato vari kuti maposta edu makampeni material atakaisawo mumusha vari kuuya. Pane vari kuuya vachibvarura, kune vari kuuya vachinamira avo pamusoro pedu, zvatinofunga kuti zvinhu zvisina kunaka. Dai tagona kuita sarudzo dzedu murunyararo, hatitukane beiti veruling party kana vemamwe mapato anopikisa. Tiri vanhu vamwe chete. Izvozvi zvimasikati anotanga tine musangano wadeedzerwa neveZimbabwe Election Commission veZEC, vachitipa makambenero zvinotarisirwa kuitwa nezvisingatenderwe pamutemo wekukambena. So ndachida kuti zvangu kufamba kwataita mumusha so far, hatisati tasangana nemhirizhonga kana kunzwa nezvayo. Ende tiri kuda kukurudzira kuti ngatiregei kutukana, ngatiregei kurovana, ngatiregei kunyombana. Ngatitaurei zvinhu zvatofunga kuti zvinoendesa nyika kumberi, zvinobatsira vanhu vari kuda kutivhotera kuti ini ndinofunga kuti Marara ndomuvhotera pamusaka pezvaari kutaura, ndinowirirana nazvo. Torega kurovana panyama, torovana papfungwa, tichichinja namashoko ebudiriro. Anenge adiwa nevanhu ndiye osarudzwa iyeyo. Ndozvandogona kutaura pari zvino.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Edwin Ndlovu is contesting the council by-election in Bulawayo. So he's one of the guys who has been in politics for a very, very long time. So he sent us this audio. Let's listen to what he said about contesting these elections.
Mela Ward 8 of Bulawayo, Mela Ivanzale Citizen Coalition for Change and Kokelong Advocate Nelson Chamisa. What eight Skylen Zilga as the turn to Ngobo Angela Papa Fields? Any letter out of his loom in seventh leadership. Which is a tuna, the Kamis in the West Beach in the Kamis. The fun which in geopolitics lays a sequence in the Galaga test between the Kekwayo. Same way, or say Halata Band, same way, so strong for Siko Traina, a Kitana Band. Tinagan Javan, the Lessis and Coalition for Change. The Farah Uzulu Pambili, the Farah Masitiz and Pambili, ngasebenzela kama-citizen ke ka-ward 8 baye kule ndubo eziningi ezikhona ngale kule ndubo zabantwana abaswela imisebenzi kule ndubo zama-drugs kule ndubo njalo zemigwaqo ama-potholes
kule ndubo zabantwana
njalo lo dubo ke lwamasuwa adubukayo kube khona njalo udubo lwamanzi kwezindawo amanzi afiki ngasebenzisana ke lezakhamizi lo manspalat ama-officials zakhe sibone ukuthi singancedisana njani udubo lololo lukhona oluhlupha-ke izakhamizi ikanti-ke okunye okunanzelelekayo ezinye izinto eziningi kakhulu emzilikazi lakubo ngubo yentsha amaphepha ezindlu kahambi kahle abazali babe sebathona kusala abantwana kumbe kusala abazukulu zabancedisa-ke ukuthi batholeke amaphepha aqondileyo ezindlu zabo bancedisa njalo zikhona ezinye izinto ezisuka zithengiswe ngoba izimuli zingenelisi-ke ukuthi zibhadale ama-rates ekhanseli zizancedisana kuba khona-ke imisebenzi esikhanseli njengokudobha amaphepha lokunye ukuthile zabe sikhangela-ke kakhulu izimuli ezinjalo ezehluleka-ke ukubhadala ama-rates ukuthi-ke abantwana babo kumbe abazukulu kube yibo abayenza le misebenzi kwenzela ukuthi benelise ukuthi abokuncane abakutholayo ukuthi i-council hambe bebhadalele izindlu zabo mina-ke mhlaka 26 March kuyenalo mnyaka zakhamizi zethonkrove ngubo yentsha mzilikazi le-Barbara Fields bodelana u-Edwin Ndlovu omele i-Citizen Coalition for Change ibandla elikhokhelwa ngu-advocate uNelson Chamisa sithi thina kumani mina sisebenze ndawonye sincedisane sithuthukise isigaba ngiyabonga.
There you are, Mr. Ncube. What's your comment on what Mr. Edwin Ndlovu is promising the people of Barbara Fields, Mzilikazi, and other suburbs?
Thank you very much. Mr. Ndlovu's promises are very nice sounding as they are. He has stated a number of them. We as the Freedom Alliance, we are friends of the opposition and we are opponents of ZANU. So what we simply do is to try and advise where necessary. What is actually needed is not what he is talking about, but what is definitely needed is the unity of the people from grassroots, the unity of organizations, as it were. We are seeing a worrying trend of disunity in the opposition that is happening. All that is not going to work well for anyone, even if we were to vote for him today. We don't think that the problems are going to be solved or he's going to be able to solve the problem. We also have a problem where even in the opposition, people are not being listened to. So the best would be to listen to what people want. People are the ones that are going to solve their problem. It's not politicians who are going to, or candidates that are going to solve problem. If people are having what we call people power and people are united, that's only when we can have these things actually resolved. I would also want to refer to Comrade Marara there. To say the disjointedness that is there in the opposition, where, be it in Harare, be it in Matabeleland or anywhere else, is not useful. I have not heard you gentlemen talking about the unity of the masses. We need to rethink this thing. Our problems need to be solved by us first, from the basic citizens to organizations coming together, finding each other, and then we deal with the monster that is ZANU-PF. Besides that, we will only be thinking about somebody going to parliament, getting some money there, taking care of his family, somebody becoming a councillor there so that they can gain some mileage and then they stand as an MP. Because now you would find that there is now this thing of people getting cars in parliament. People are thinking about benefits there. they are no longer thinking about freedom. We need to realize that we are not free. We first need to deal with the freedom aspect of it. And we need, as multi-stakeholders, to come together and solve that. Thank you.
Yes, can we see some arguments in the village? Very briefly.
Yes, siyabonga. Singathi thina ngithi thina njenge Freedom Alliance simelela ubumbano esicabanga ukuthi lolungasiza. Abafowethu abafuna ukuvotelwa bangavotelwa kodwa akulanto abazayenza ngendlela esizintshaka ngayo ngendlela okwehlukene ngayo kumabandla wona lawa aphikisana. Ukwenza ukuthi kuqine isigebengu esisembusweni ngiso esiyabe siqina nxa thina singazange sibambane. Yikho lapho kule mfumba khona ekutheni khona sihlaleni phansi sificane sisonke sibe ndawonye sibe yinyandane. Lapho yikho esizaqala ukulungisa inhlupho esinazo.
Ye, izithembiso lezi ezifakwe ngundlovu ke.
Ye, izithembiso ezifakwe ngundlovu zinhle okunye okumangalisayo, zingumthunduluka nxa uya ubone umthunduluka ovuthiweyo ngesikhathi sawuvuthwe ubovu. Zinhle kakhulu. Kodwa ukuzigcwalisa, ngicabanga ukuthi ubaba uNdlovu laye lobehleli uyakwazi ukuthi angakazigcwalise ngoba bakhona asebenza nabo. UBulawayo siyambona ukuthi unjani. Usizwa thina sikhuluma ngobumbano, sihlutshwa ngobulawayo onuka othiphu. UBulawayo ongasaziwa lokuthi ngokabani. Ubaba uNdlovu uyakwazi khonokho. Njalo amandla kaNdlovu vela azahlaphele, uthole ukuthi endlini akuyo uzahlahlitshwe yintuthu kuyona leyana indlu akuyo, kungabi khona angakwenza. Sizwa ubuhlungu khonokho ngoba thina sime labo abantu amabandla aphikisa afuna izinto zilungiswe. Kodwa phakathi kwamabandla abo langaphandle kwamandla amabandla abo uthola ukuthi hayi kule bunzima obukhona.
Yes, Baba. Marvelous, go ahead with the...
I actually have a question before I go to Mr. Marara. I have a question for Mr. Ncube. There are several issues that you have brought up that these politicians must look at and must address. But what is your own organization doing, especially when you talked about unity of purpose and making sure that people live harmoniously? What are you doing as an organization to make sure you achieve that goal?
Thank you very much. Our co-organization, we were founded Congress on the 18th of December 2021. We are working on getting everyone on board who really sees that the solution of our problems is to stop this dispersedness of individuals, of organizations, so that we come together, we find each other. We are working on that. We are founded on that. We are a multi-stakeholder organization where you are allowed to still have your own political party or still have your own organization, whether it is a faith-based organization, it is a CSO organization, or it's a pressure groups, lone activists, everyone coming together. Then you retain membership of your organization because people love their organizations so much. You are not going to see the fighting to say, I'm this name, I become NM tomorrow, the next day I'm NZ, etc. We are actually inviting all and sundry to say, let us work together. That's the only way that we can deal with our problem successfully. Mind you, people are no longer interested in voting. If you check, for example, Bulawayo and regions like Matere, the voter turnout is so low. It does not mean that people are not there. People are there, but the fighting, they were in this organization, tomorrow they are told you are now this organization. That actually gets people tired and disinterested, even in political matters. So that's what we are working on. Thank you.
Marvelous. Chip in.
Thank you very much. If you can bring in Mr. Marara, his battery is running out so that we can have him before...
Yeah, I think he has just been disconnected, I think, because of the battery issue. So, Baba Ncube, So uMavelas bekubuzile ukuthi lina ngokweni kwini olikwenza ukuthi abantu laba igcine besondelela.
Ye thina siyanxusa ama organizations abantu umuntu nje lobe sithi kanahlanganiso anayo umuntu nje ongabe elenhlanganiso layo lobe kungasiyo ezombusazwe kulabantu bezamasiko kulama pressure group kulabantu labantu ukuthi ngama lone activist ukuthi umuntu eyedwa uyalwela inkululeko sithi asihlangane nini sonke umuntu lo inhlanganiso yakhe kayibulawa usala elayo inhlanganiso yakhe ongupresident enhlanganisweni yakhe usala engupresident enjalo ongusecretary general kodwa nxa esengapha ku-alliance sesivumelana ukuthi njengoba ubani engusecretary general ngale ngapha angaba ngogcina ngumphathi sikhwama abe khona phana yikho i-structure sethu kuba lo muntu okuthiwa ngu-national leader ongumuntu okuyikuthi opresident bonke nxa bekhona ninoma ngubani okuvunyelweyo ukuthi nguye oyabe ezahola inhlanganiso leziyana bese kusiba nguye okhona phaa ngoba sihlonipha ukuthi abantu bale nhlanganiso zabo bayazithanda inhlanganiso zabo kabafuni kusuka kuzo inhlanganiso zabo kugcina kubenza bagcine bengasaboni ukuthi inkululeko ayengeke itholakale lo nalo emiyedwa eyisiqoqolongane laphana so sithi ke asibuyeni sibe yinqumbi sindawonye noma sibe uma organizations kumbe singabantu umuntu ngamunye ngamunye sibe ndawonye yikho esikumela.
Siyabonga. Mr. Marara, your last word.
Yeah, thank you. My apologies. My laptop had run out of battery, so I had to log onto my mobile device.
Yes, your last word.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I would like to agree with my brother that the opposition in the country is fragmented and it's not good for everybody. The insults, the bad language that we use amongst each other is an opposition. I think it's unnecessary. The opposition must come together and form a formidable and united front. And then we fight from one corner because our common enemy is known that it is ZANU-PF. We are all opposition. So I think I would like to agree with my brother there. But I want to re-emphasize my point to say we may call each other names, we may say whatever we say. The Zimbabwean problems can only be resolved through dialogue. All parties must come to the table, identify the problems, discuss them, and agree to work together as Zimbabweans. This business of name-calling does not work. Zimbabwe needs healing. Zimbabwe needs peace. We love each other. We must work together. We cannot afford to continue calling each other names when people are suffering. We were formed to make the lives of the people that vote us better, for the lives of Zimbabweans to be better. We were not formed to fight amongst each other, and the fighting must stop. So the Zimbabwean question, I will reemphasize, needs all parties coming around the table, discuss the issues, work together, and then institute the necessary reforms that will then usher in free, fair, and credible elections, which can then see Zimbabwe coming back out of the doldrums that it finds itself in. So it's pointless to get into 2023, which will have a contested outcome because there are no reforms that have been instituted. And the other thing, one thing that my brother who was speaking just said, which is very fundamental, which makes a lot of sense, is that the elections, our elections in Zimbabwe, will continue to be contested. So I would like to agree with him there. That as long as we don't come together and work together, we are wasting our time.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Marara.
Yes. Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance, Mr. Tendazane Moyo of the Combined Ideas Democratic Alliance, and Mr. Norest Marara of the MTC Alliance. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mkanganya, who is saying have a very good night. And I think you also forgot the candidate from CCC also chime.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.